Hey Mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014, and by 2018, it became my full-time career, and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. Hi, friend. Welcome back. Okay, so the other day, I was chatting with a photographer on her coaching call, and I was really inspired by our conversation, which led me to creating this episode. I've also seen a lot of photographers asking about, what do I do for the winter? I'm so scared. I had a good fall, or maybe they had crickets this fall and now they're even more panicked about the winter. And I really want to equip you and give you some ideas and some strategies to help you stay strong through the winter months. I know winter gets a really bad rep, especially in the United States, because it tends to be slower months. This is due to so many different factors. You know, just a few off the top of my head, the weather, depending on where you live, it is extremely cold to where no one is going to stand outside longer than 30 seconds. In other areas, you still have hit or miss days. Maybe it's really rainy and it's not super cold, but it's still just not good weather. That's one thing that really does deter photographers and your clients from wanting to book during the winter. The other thing to think about is we are, you know, knee deep in a holiday season when you're going through November and December, and then all of a sudden January hits and you're trying to recover from all of your holiday spending and traveling and expenses and all of the things. So there are reasons why the winter is, you know, can be slower months. And I will admit, you know, the winter is going to be a little bit slower than usual, but you don't have to settle for a dead season. You don't have to go get a part-time job to make it for 3 or 4 months if you don't want to. There are ways that you can still survive and thrive in your photography business, even in the winter months. How do I know this? Because I've lived through 10 of them. I've been photographing for a decade, and there has never been a winter that I have gone without a single booking unless I did it on purpose or went and had surgery or something like that. But other than that, I've always been able to book through the months of December, January, February. And while they're not as full as the rest of my year, it is possible. And I still have made money throughout those months. So that's a little bit about setting the foundation for you. Yes, there are people who may not want to book, but guess what? There are people who do want to book with you and will book with you during your winter season. So before we dive into the strategies, I really want to point out this quote that will absolutely change your business and your life. I believe the first person that said this, that I heard it from, was Emily Hirsch. She has a podcast all about marketing and Facebook ads and all of that. And I remember her saying this quote, which is, "What you do right now, you will feel in 90 days." So the actions that you take, the commitments that you make, you will actually feel that and see the fruit or the opposite, right? You will see the negative if you don't follow through with something 90 days from now. So here's what I have been telling my students and my coaching clients. You cannot take your foot off the gas right now for some of you, you are in busy season and you're drowning and you're just trying to survive and wear all the hats and, you know, get all your galleries delivered on time, right? And you might be tempted to say, well, I'm good right now. I don't need a market. I don't need to be consistent with that. I don't feel like putting a post out. I don't feel like writing an email. But you're going to feel that in January. And you're going to wonder why you don't have any bookings in January because you chose to stop working on your business and marketing in October and November. You guys can't do that. That's not to say that you can't take a break. You guys know by now you have heard me talk about this work-life balance phenomenon and how I'm constantly searching for better ways to do that, right? And to achieve that. I 1000% think that you need to have rest. You need to have days off. Yes, yes, and yes. But you can't take weeks and months off and expect to have the same results that you're having right now in your busy season if you're not doing anything to support a winter season. I know you need to hear this today, and that's why you're getting this no BS hard truth at the beginning of this episode and not at the end of it, because some of you need a little push. You need a little wake-up call. So if you're choosing right now to take your foot off the gas, here's your invitation to put your foot back on it. Okay, you got to keep going. We can't just stop. You can't stop when it gets hard. You can't stop when it gets busy. You got to have consistency, because consistent action day after day, week after week, month after month, it builds. It's just like rolling a snowball. It starts out super small, and then you keep rolling and rolling and rolling. And before you know it, you've got this huge snowball that's bigger than you, and you've built up that momentum. That's what I want for your business. That's what I want, but I can't do it for you. You have to do it. So if you're taking your foot off the gas, here's your nudge. Here's your tough love. Here's your coaching moment for today. Let's get your foot back on the gas so that you don't have to have an empty calendar this winter season. Okay, now that that's over, now that you've got the fire in your belly and under your booty, let's move on to, okay, but what do I actually do to get the booking? So we're going to dive into a few of these things. Number one, I want to start off with talking about your sessions themselves, okay? So if you primarily shoot outdoors, then the very first thing that you've got to get creative on is you've got to start thinking about, how do I move my session locations indoor? So think about what you right now offer. How can you offer the same thing, but do it inside? So here's a couple of location options to think through. Can you move it from outside someone's home to in their home? Can you photograph in a venue? Is there a venue that you could rent out? Or could you rent a studio? Could you partner up? Could you get your own studio? For those of you that do have a studio, can you utilize that specifically during the 3, 4, 5 colder months that you have? Can you check out Airbnbs? So I want your brain to start coming up with some of these creative ideas. Can you move your outdoor locations to indoor in some way, somehow, right? Okay, so that's number one. Then the second thing I want you to think about is, can you create any unique offers during this season? So if you normally are photographing something that requires you to be outside, right? We already talked about moving the location, but if that doesn't work, what else can you add on to your photography business for a shorter time period? This is where even your niche police, yes, that's me. You guys know how passionate I am about really encouraging you guys to get known for something and to niche. I do think that there are ways for you to sometimes go outside of that niche or to create a unique offer that is in addition to your niche. And again, this is something that I really would love to deep dive with each of you individually. just because literally the sky is the limit. I mean, give me 60 minutes with you and me in a Zoom room, and I promise you're going to walk away with like the coolest ideas and package strategies for you to be able to make money in the winter. But because I can't do that, right? This is me talking to many of you at one time through this podcast. I just want to give you just a couple of examples. So off the top of my head, could some of you offer and collaborate with your local businesses? Could you provide them either product photography or branding photography for a shorter season? While that may not be your go-to, could that be an option for a little while, especially if there's not a branding photographer in your area? So I'll be the first to tell you, like, I live in a small town, and then the next town over, there is still not a branding photographer. The closest branding photographer I've been able to find lives about an hour and 45 minutes from me. And so with that being said, it's a need in my community, and it's not me taking away from someone else's business because it literally does not exist. So hear me when I say, I'm not asking y'all to just dive into a niche that you're not good at. And let me just give an example for that, okay? The example here would be if you have never worked with newborns or you don't love working with newborns, maybe you're a family photographer, all of a sudden it gets really cold outside and you think, well, I'll just photograph newborns. If that is A, not even something you enjoy doing, and B, you've never had any training with it or you don't have any safety protocols, that is a really bad idea. And I am really strongly urging you not to do that. Okay, we're on the same page. What I'm saying is, can you find something else to do that you typically won't offer any other time of the year? So I will give you an example that I used to do, and whether this is right or wrong, you guys, I don't know. It's about getting creative and creating an offer that people want from you. So again, we don't really have branding photographers around here, and we also don't have any boudoir photographers around here. And if we did, I think there would be a solid market for it, but we don't. And I was also a baby photographer at the time too. So what I used to do to sustain my winter months was I would offer one weekend a month in December, January, and February. And I would do boudoir photos. And I'm going to talk about this here in the next thing, but I'm just telling you guys, I wasn't marketing myself as a boudoir photographer. I had taken some education with it. I went to a workshop for it. I learned enough to be able to do it for a short period of time, but I wasn't trying to brand myself that way, right? So I want you to hear the difference. I'm inviting you to go outside of your niche if it's a need and if it's something that you truly are capable of producing for other people just for a little while, okay? So what I used to do, let me just go ahead and tell you what point three is. It's offering petite sessions or like a little mini marathon for what you normally do, but you're just offering like little smaller packages of them all in one weekend or all in one day. So it's kind of like offering minis in a way, but you're just tailoring it to be something different that is a very unique offer that you don't do the rest of the year. So to explain in full detail, and I'll try not to confuse you, but I did family photography for literally, I tried to shoot all year family photography. But once it started getting into that December, January here in Oklahoma, it's very unpredictable, super windy, super bitter cold on the days that it chooses to be cold, right? And so because of that, I knew that I couldn't be outdoor. And so I wanted to create an offer. So I did mini boudoir marathon sessions. So I would book a limited number. I think I did like 6 clients a day. And I did them for 2 days in a row. And then I booked out an indoor place. So sometimes it was a venue, sometimes it was an Airbnb, sometimes it was like a hotel suite. It just depended, right? So that's what I did. And I created this offer, and it was very exclusive. And people knew this is only happening, you know, once or twice a year. And it's happening within like 8 weeks of each other. So people knew that was going to happen, but the rest of the year I didn't offer it. So that's an idea for you. For some other clients, if let's say you are a newborn photographer, obviously you want to be pushing those for sure you want to be pushing those. But if you find yourself, like, for some reason, if February and March just seem to be slower months for you in general, you're not really sure why, but that's just kind of what the last year or two has shown you, then what you could do to supplement that income is to stay within your niche, but offer these petite sessions. So you could do like a newborn marathon where maybe you do 4 newborn clients. They get 1 hour time slots compared to your regular 2 or 3. And then you're just doing the 1 or 2 setups and they're getting like 10 images a piece. That could be something that you offer because you're going to be able to get in there. You're going to be able to reach, you know, a different clientele or maybe a client that wanted to book you, but they didn't want the full package or whatever that looks like. So you could do that. Now, these were just a couple of different ideas for you. You've got to get creative, but I really think that for the majority of you, whatever it is you're trying to become known for, whatever your niche is, I still think that you can absolutely flourish in the winter as well. It's just, you've got to get more creative in your actual marketing. It's in the way that you provide the urgency and the way that you restructure your offer. So I'm going to give another shout out to Emily Hirsch again, because one conversation that we had one time was, sometimes our audiences just need, like, they all want our offer, but sometimes it needs to be repackaged. Like, we just need to present it in different wrapping paper. And I loved the way that she gave that visual. So I want you to also think about, how can I take what I offer throughout the year? How can I just repackage it, or how can I talk about it differently so that it connects with people and it pushes them to have more urgency in the winter compared to the rest of the year? So you want to think about, you always want to be thinking about, what season are you in? What is the urgency? What are the perks? It's almost like pros and cons, right? What are the pros of this season compared to others? So those of you that are moving from outdoor to indoor, really be pushing that. Hey, one of the perks about booking me in the winter is that we don't have to worry about the weather. It doesn't even matter because we're indoors. You don't have to worry about the wind messing with your hair or it being so cold you can't get your kids to smile, because we're not doing that. We're going to be indoors and we're going to be able to have this, or we're going to be able to have this unique setup or background or prop or whatever it is. So start marketing your winter sessions differently and showing it a new wrapping paper and see what that does for your business. There are two things that I really want to caution you to not do moving into the winter season. The first thing is, I do not want you to be discounting your sessions just to get bookings on your calendar in the winter. Do not do that. We don't want you to become known for slashing your prices. And if you're struggling to get people to book you at full price anyway right now, this is the worst thing you can do for your business. You do not need to offer 30% off your sessions in January if they book with you. Nope, not even necessary. There are so many other creative things we can do to where you're not just slapping discounts on your offers to try to twist people's arms to get them to book with you. The second thing is, I know I gave you some freedom. I gave you a little bit of freedom to maybe add on or do something a little bit outside of your niche. So please hear me. And again, if you guys need some clarification, I know sometimes when I record these podcasts with these ideas, you end up having questions. Guys, my DMs are always open. Please just shoot over to Instagram and say, "Hey, Brooke, I'm listening to your winter marketing strategies episode right now. You're saying this, I'm a little bit confused," or, "Hey, here's what I do on a regular basis. Could you maybe give me an idea or two?" You guys, I'm more than happy to do that, to clarify things for you if you're getting confused. But my caution is, if even though I'm giving you a little bit of free rein, a little bit of freedom to go outside of your niche, I do not want you to just drop your brand and your niche and then just start photographing everything under the sun. Mm-mm, nope. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to find something that's either complementary, similar, or something that your market truly needs from you during this little bit of a slower season. Okay. So those are my two cautions for you. Now, a couple more things. I know this episode is loaded. You might have to listen to it twice. You might have to go back and take notes. It's okay. I did this in a little workshop format so that you have enough to go on. And I'm always wanting you, when you're listening to my podcast, you're not just listening and going, all right, that was an awesome episode, and then not taking action. That's not how we do it around here. You know good and well that I want you to be taking your one golden nugget that you heard me say, and you're running with it, and you're taking action on it. You don't have to do all of these things that I'm telling you. I'm looking for you to pick up the one and go take action on it. So, couple more things specifically about marketing and getting those leads in, all right? So here we go. I want you to start talking about your winter sessions and offers now. As soon as you're hearing this, it's time to run. It's time to start marketing these things. Because again, what you do right now, you're going to feel it in 90 days. Okay, so start talking about it right now. If you want bookings for December, January, February, and March, we're starting marketing right now. We're starting to talk about the perks. We're starting to talk about what we're going to be offering. Even if you're just going to tease it, just talk to your audience while you're still gathering all of the details. That's fine too, to start talking about it. Keep growing your leads and your followers every single week. Some of you are doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, talking to the same people, and nothing is changing. If you don't change something, the results don't change. So if you're stuck with the same 900 Instagram followers, half of them being photographers, half of them being maybe people who will book you one day, it's time to grow. You got to get out there and you got to find people. And this is the non-sexy side of business. This is what really requires you to take action and be diligent and do the things nobody wants to do. None of this is one click of a button. You've got to have discipline. You have to do this. Otherwise, you're not going to see the bookings that you want. So I promise you, the majority of you are not growing your following on a weekly basis, and you're feeling it. You know who you are. Okay. And then the last thing is, we've got to stay consistent. You've got to stay consistent in your marketing. I'm not asking you to be on every social media platform and an email list and Pinterest. Nope, not asking for all of that. I want you to commit to the one place, maybe two, where all of your leads came from over the last 12 months, and you're going to double down on those two places. If you don't know where that is, there's an episode. I'll try to find it and link it in the show notes for you. You probably need to listen to that one next to figure out where your leads are coming from. Okay, let's bring it home. First of all, just because winter is around the corner does not mean that you have to have an empty calendar. It doesn't mean that you have to suffer from no bookings. There's tons of photographers, including myself, that have proven that that doesn't have to be the case. That does not have to be the case for you. But if you want it to look different, you have to be willing to take action. What you do right now, you will feel in the next 90 days. I want you to carry that quote with you. All right, let's recap for just a quick second here. All right, so we talked about the mindset shifts that you need to have walking into this new season. We talked about some strategies for how you can shift your offers or repackage them or have a unique offer for this season. We talked about what not to do for the winter. We're not going to go slap discounts on everything that we have to offer, because that is taking away from the value that we have to provide. And we're also not going to photograph everything under the sun. With that being said, you are going to move into marketing strategies. You need to be consistently growing your leads and followers, talking about your winter offers now, and staying consistent with your marketing. So here's what I know about you. You have a passion for photography. You've mastered manual mode. You're fine-tuning your editing, and you have experienced a few clients under your belts, but you are ready for more. You're ready to have a profitable and sustainable photography business that contributes to your family household, that has you waking up with gratitude each and every day, and that positions you as a highly sought out photographer in your community, right? This is the business you are looking for. So right now, if any of this resonates with you, I want you to sit with it and be like, yep, this is it, right? So does any of this resonate with you? You're unclear. You want to grow your photography business and book more clients, but you just don't have clarity on how to make that happen. You've done a lot of doubting. You've done a lot of starting and stopping, and you're just really not sure what you're doing. You're broke. You're not hitting the profit goals or the booking number that you set for yourself. You feel disappointed at times. You are working so hard to build this business. You've gotten it to where it is today. You've gotten it off the ground, but you are not seeing the results you desire. You feel underpaid, you feel undervalued, and you're really, really doubting yourself. You're doing all the things. You're doing it all. You've heard everyone, all the gurus, all the podcasters, all the photographer mentors. They told you what to do. You are doing it, but it's not working. You feel like you spend all of your time marketing and strategy hopping. You're just crossing your fingers that something is going to work. And you're tired of slow growth. You've seen the bookings here and there, but nothing is consistent, and you are ready for a massive breakthrough. So if you answered yes to any of the above, then I want to invite you to hop on a 30-minute call with me. I want to talk about where you're at, what your goals for your business are, what your next steps could look like and should look like. And I really just want to get to know you and see, how can I help you? How can I pour into you, whether that's through coaching or through my coaching program, whatever that looks like. I just want to be a resource. And more importantly, I just want to speak life over you and your business. And so if you are like, oh, this resonates with me so much, I want you to go to brookjefferson.com/blueprint and click the book a call button with me. Let's just talk about your business. Let's figure out where the holes are and what's next for you. And more than anything, like I said, I just want to encourage you that you can do this. Too many photographers are quitting their businesses every single day, and I don't want that to be you. So now's the perfect time. We're talking about these winner strategies. We're talking about how to continue to have a booked calendar season by season. And if you are ready to say, you know what, I am just tired of having a dead season and calling it no booking season, right? I'm ready to actually see progress and breakthrough and bookings. Come book that call with me. All right, friend. I hope today's episode was encouraging and helpful. I hope you got your golden nugget. And also, if you're loving this podcast, will you just take 2 minutes right now and go leave a 5-star rating and review? This is the best way to support the podcast. You guys, we are on the road to 1 million downloads. I can't even believe it. And so every review, every share matters. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you on the next episode.